Protesters are marching outside the headquarters of Boeing in Southern California. Boeing is one of the companies at the center of the U.S.'s thriving aerospace industry. Each year, defense contractors spend millions on military and drone technology, and their investment is paying off. The U.S. aerospace industry continues to see record profits. In the past year, the top 100 aerospace companies pulled in an operating revenue of an estimated $700 billion and a profit of an estimated $60 billion. The majority of this profit comes from public investments through billions of dollars in federal contracts.
These companies that profit from taxpayer-funded contracts that represent us around the world, they're billion-dollar companies.
Last year, Boeing received an estimated $30 billion in taxpayer-funded contracts. But some workers in the industry say none of that money comes to them. Labor experts say spending millions of tax dollars on military equipment instead of creating jobs is not a good investment for America.
Whether you support our foreign policy or not, there's something wrong when we're able to spend so much money in other places, and yet the workers that make these profitable companies possible, they're struggling at poverty-level wages here at home.
Analysts say military action in Syria might ease the effects that the so-called sequester cuts have had on the defense industry. Boeing could see stocks increase as much as 30%, which would be the highest since 2010. But public polls continue to show that Americans are overwhelmingly against another Middle East war.
This is our tax dollars being used to foment war and to create terror around the world, all because they want hegemony, especially in the Middle East, for the sake of oil and other reasons.
Activists say they want less of their tax dollars spent on defense contractors like Boeing. They argue that the U.S. economy remains broken, and war would only provide a short-term boost that would not be worth the cost.
They close down our schools, they close down our job opportunities, hospitals, all for austerity, all to pay for these trillions and trillions of dollars for these wars.
Boeing is a principal designer of the B-2 bombers. Analysts say the B-2 would be the U.S. Army's aircraft of choice if President Barack Obama orders military strikes on Syria. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.